The attic room of the old Peak House is now a veritable artist's den. Whether the statements in regard to the house are tradition or fact, this room at least is fitted up in ancient order. Here is the settle with its narrow seat and straight back, 150 years old, if a day. Here is the spinning wheel in perfect order. The armchair, solid and comfortable as when made a century ago. From the rafters hang the old king's arm, musket, and sword of ye olden time. On the walls and ceilings, sketches, photographs, and portraits of scenes and celebrities that once were or are at present. Such is the room in which Mr. John J. Francis, a young artist, whose pictures and studies are gaining notoriety every day, and what is better still, finding favor with purchasers who appreciate talent, is putting the finishing touches to his work. Like Innes and Cass, Mr. Francis finds in Medfield the scenery which delights the eye when reproduced on canvas. Some of the latest were shown us, and we did not need to be told what spots of interest were thus represented. Here was the old gristmill at Chenery Pond, the heavy timbers of the dam, with water splashing over the flume, being brought out with lifelike coloring. A study, by the bars in early spring, has a background of the old Morse house and a beautiful cloud effect. Another is entitled On the Dedham Road, painted from a spot just beyond the residence of F. W. Bradbury and looking west. Still, another takes in the ancient red house near the estate of Miss Augusta Adams. Down the lane represents a delightful nook near the location of the sporting club grounds on Green Street. Mr. Francis is an enthusiast in his profession. His success is assured. He is ably assisted by his estimable wife, who herself dabbles in art, as she expresses it. All who are interested will receive a cordial welcome and will be amply repaid if they visit the den.